This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, Farm Credit Illinois helped farmers stay up to date with market trends this week. Kim Holsapple was one of the speakers at a crop insurance meeting in Litchfield on Thursday, and he had at least one good piece of market news to share. Kim serves as the lead merchandiser for Total Grain Marketing, which is an FS-owned company based in Effingham, and said the positive side to our current market situation is that we have strong demand.
Total Grain Marketing is located out of Effingham, Illinois. We have 40 million bushel of space, storage capacity, and about 80 million bushel of volume at TGM. So we're one of the larger grain companies that mostly in southern Illinois. So been doing this for 40-some years with the company and enjoy what I do.
Well, one thing that I found interesting, you just told the group, is you said you work, you know, the southern third of the state, and it's a small percentage of the corn that's actually raised in Illinois.
That's a very good point. I like to tell my producers there's 101 counties in the state of Illinois. The southern 35 counties only produce 13% of the corn in the state of Illinois. So that's a shocking statistic that a lot of people can't believe. So I always tell them, don't look out your own back door when it comes to marketing grain, because 13% of the corn in the state of Illinois does not have a huge impact on the entire nation.
And that is a very, I'll call it a crazy statistic, because when you look at the land size, the number of acres, it doesn't look small. But then when you talk production-wise, I guess it really is a big difference from the farther north you go. So good advice for you to say, I think, don't just look out your back door. And I guess that was a good point for the numbers that we saw this year.
That's exactly right. In fact, I tell them there's four counties up in central and northern Illinois that raise as much corn as the bottom 35 counties out there. So, it's pretty tough to sit there and watch the crop dry up in your own backyard, but you certainly have to watch what's going on, not only in the state of Illinois, but in the U.S.
Well, it goes back to everything with grain marketing. There's so many factors that affect it. So I think good points that you made, Kim. In your presentation, we started off by talking about corn. As I just mentioned, in summary, there's a lot of corn on the market, but you said there's good demand, so that's a plus. It's not all negative.
That's right. We had a big corn crop this year. It was the second biggest corn crop that we have raised in the U.S., so the supply of corn was not an issue. Yield was very good, record yield in the U.S. this year. So we have a huge supply of corn. We also have the best demand for corn that we've ever had. I mean, domestic demand is good. We've got poultry numbers at record levels. We've got hog numbers at record levels. Cattle are on the rebound again. So we have a very, very good feed demand. Ethanol demand will be at a record level this year also. Probably the one category that we're lacking right now is our exports. Exports are going to be down considerably from where they were last year. We're hoping with the value of the dollar getting beat up here the last few days, that'll help our exports out. But we're looking maybe 300 million bushel less corn exported out of the U.S. this year than last year, which is going to give us a much bigger carryout on August 31st this year than we had last year, which is not all that beneficial to prices.
So when I hear less exports, I'm automatically thinking, well, that's not necessarily good for the price. Do you think we're going to see a big movement in that, a big effect? Are prices going to go down?
Well, the one thing we've got going for us right now is Argentina is extremely dry, and Argentina is our biggest competitor in the world export arena. So with the weather problems we've got in Argentina, we've seen a little bit of a bounce here in the corn market. And, I'm not real bullish the corn market, but if the weather would continue to play havoc with that crop in Argentina, we might see a little more bounce.
The next thing you discussed, soybeans. Usually it goes corn and then soybeans. So, we've got a large amount of beans, but I guess exports aren't as good in that area either. Those are kind of down?
That's exactly right. We really have two big demand bases for soybeans here in the U.S., and that's the crush demand where we use our meal domestically and oil. And then we've got our export demand, and our crush demand is extremely good. We'll have record crush numbers this year, but our export demand for beans, because of the size of the Brazilian and Argentina crop last year, our export demand has not been good. Last couple of crop production reports that's come out have decreased our projected export numbers, and we look for that to continue because we do have a South American crop that will be coming off here. Matter of fact, it's starting to come off right now, but in March and April will be competing again with us, and we just haven't seen people come to the U.S. to buy beans like they have in the past.
You gave the crowd some good advice when you were talking about planting soybeans for this year. You think we're going to see some increased acres in the state, and I agree with you from things that I've read. Advice for them on marketing those?
Well, I encourage people to, especially those that look to increase their soybean acres this year, based on what they're seeing today, the profitability in soybeans is much better than it is in corn, at least in our part of the country. So we have a lot of people that's going to increase soybean acres, and if they do that, I'm encouraging them to put those sales into place right now, because perhaps you get them planted, the price falls, and now you've got the beans and not being able to get the price out of them that you wanted. So I'm encouraging. We've seen November beans north of $10 a bushel now on the Board of Trade. I'm encouraging people, if you are going to increase soybean acres, and even if you're not, to at least get started on a marketing program. Perhaps 25 to 50% of what you think you're going to raise, let's get them sold. We can make a little bit of money based on $10 November beans.
Any final pieces of advice or anything on your mind that I haven't asked you that you'd like farmers listening to hear from you?
Well, I think in this specific geographical region, I think watching the corn basis over at the river right now, if you still got corn on hand, the basis at the river is very, very good right now. So I would look at least to move that cash grain out of your bins. I know most of you have got a little extra time now versus waiting till April, May when you're in the field to move the stuff. So I guess I would encourage you to take a look at a basis contract right now over at the river. Get some grain moving right now. If you are bullish the corn market, which I'm not real bullish from where we're at, but if you are holding on to corn, obviously you think the market's going to go up, I would get the basis locked in on that corn. So not everybody is moving that corn at the same time. We see the basis levels erode dramatically.
Kim Holsapple, lead merchandiser for Total Grain Marketing in Effingham. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.